Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, your Law of Attraction coach. Today, let's speak about the practice of the Law of Attraction. So stick around. Welcome back. Everything I share on this podcast is a lesson around the Law of Attraction. How can we better understand it? How can we better intentionally use it? It's important to remember the law of attraction, like any other universal law, is always working. Whether we're aware of it or not, whether we believe it or not, it's always working. Now, there are many universal laws. As an example, let's take the law of gravity. We know that if we drop something, particularly something heavy, it will immediately fall to the ground. The law of electricity, we can't see it, we can't smell it, we can't hear it. But if we stick our fingers into an electrical socket, we'll get the shock of our life. In everything we've talked about, the law of attraction is also a universal law. We ask, it's given in a vibrational form, and we must raise our vibration to match that of what we're asking for. Now, the thing with all universal laws, whether we believe them or not, they work regardless. So my goal in all of this is to ensure you fully understand the law of attraction so you're able to use it intentionally to your advantage versus living by default. Each and every day as we go through the day, this law of attraction is working. So if our days are pretty routine, kind of the same thing every day, then this law of attraction brings similar thoughts and emotions around our current routine. Our routine gets stronger, and nothing really changes in our life. We've talked before about sleepwalking through life, how our body has essentially memorized our daily routine. You know, we don't need to use our brain for most of the day. Our body has memorized the routine. Now, if our thoughts create our experience, if we don't have to think much, or if we're sleepwalking through life, then our life can't get better. So we need to take control of our thoughts and introduce practices that will help break this routine, this daily sleepwalk. Now, the practice of the law of attraction is not sitting around daydreaming about what you want. The practice of the law of attraction is about intentionally directing our thoughts toward the things or the life we'd like to experience. I've encouraged you in the past to start small with the use of the law of attraction. In other words, your thoughts and beliefs. This isn't because the law of attraction doesn't work universally for anything and anyone. This is because you have to believe it works. You know, I want you to prove it to yourself and see the results. See, if you're asking for that new perfect body, yet even you don't believe it's possible, you, in fact, are already getting what you believe you deserve. So let's cover the steps of the law of attraction again. There's three steps. First, we ask. And we're asking every day by our words, thoughts, and actions. The problem is, most of this is unconscious. We're worried about our bills, so we're attracting limitation. We're hating our job or our boss, so we're attracting more reasons to hate our job or boss. And yes, if you look at some of the areas of your life that are working really well, you'll see that your thoughts, the stories in your head, your beliefs and emotions are positive around this particular area or thing. So first we ask, I want you to do that intentionally every day. Next, it's given, always, without fail. Whatever we're asking for is available. See, we live in an abundant universe. Third, we must raise our vibration to match that of what we're asking for. See, we've got to believe it in our gut. And when we do, the physical manifestation will appear. Our entire practice should be around thinking thoughts that support where it is we'd like to go in life, what we'd like to manifest, and then using the many tools available to raise our vibration, raise our belief, raise our emotional belief in what we want to manifest. Now, one tool I've provided to help you raise your vibration is by practicing the dominating edge practices: gratitude, quieting the mind, animating our future, which is visualization, and finally, active co-creation, taking this out into your life daily. Remember, nothing changes in life until we do. Continue the sleepwalk, or intentionally change your thinking and change your life.